Cliffhanger Base. Yeah, we didn't make it to the Edinburgh. We're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines up from the bottom. Tanya Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya said concerning Eov, Hayali Balomi Goy Echad Tzadik, I had in my world one Goy who was a Tzadik, Nasati Lo Schora, I gave him his reward, Ubtarti Me'olami, and I took him out of the world, which is very strong language about Eov, that Eov was a Goy, was a Tzadik, he got rewarded, after all the Yisurim here, he lived happily ever after, and then he was rejected from the world. Very powerful statement. Hashem Elokish Amar, Eov Lohayev Lohasi Lios. Eov never was and never will be. Chafashi Tosi and Rabbi Shem Elokish, since we got Shem and Shem Elokish. Tam, at the beginning of the page, Amar Shem Elokish Shem Bar Kapora, Shem Elokish Nei Bar Kapora, Bimei Avraham Avinu Oya, that he was in the days of Avraham Avinu. V'hachu Amar Hachay, here he says that he never was, existed. So it's a contradiction. So actually, in the Bavli, this resolution we're about to learn is not brought down. Very interesting resolution. This is not in the Bavli, as I said. The Gemara says here, Ela hu haya v'yisurin lohayu. V'yisur of lohayu. According to this Pshat in the Yerushalmi, Eov existed. But he never underwent the yisurim described him in the Pasuk. In other words, all this is a depicting what Eov would have done or what he would have been like had he undergone the Yisurim. But he never actually underwent the Yisurim. So it's really fascinating because the Shita that Eov was fictitious altogether, that is in the Bavli. But the Shita that Eov really existed, and this is all, you know, an alternate reality type scenario, what would have happened had he undergone Yisurim, that's not in the Bavli. The Yerushalmi is the only one as far as I know from Prozac.
Mind-blowing.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing. Okay.
What about all the?
But Shisko Zishayin gets char for and all sorts of things for things that he didn't actually do. But the Pesukim are all made up. All paper. Okay.
It's actually academic whether Eov, according to this last sheet, whether Eov ever existed or didn't exist.
It tells us, it's a very big Musar Haskel then. It tells us that Tzadikim are given schar even if they didn't undergo Nisyonis, as if they would undergo those Nisyonis. Which is a good, very interesting perspective. In other words, whatever level of tzidkus you achieve, you're granted all the rights and privileges that love, because even if you didn't undergo all the nisyonis necessary in order to actually prove it in real life, which is a big chesed. I think that's really what it's coming to say. Okay? That's to say, v'lom nikhtavu olav, eloi mashiulei bo olav, why the written upon the Yisurim tells us where the Yisurim that have come upon them, upon him, or yochulam, and he would have been able to withstand it.
Sorry,
yeah, I think it's just poetic license. You have any deal you want to make in that?
No.
I think it's poetic license. You're right. It's an interesting point, but I don't know. I don't know if to take it literally. Torah Shem Yekiva. Yekiva Dashin. Vayichar af Eliyu ben Brachel abuzi mishpachas ram. This is one of Eliyahu's friends who got upset at him. So he says, Eliyahu is at Bilam. Eliyahu is Bilam. Ben Brachel, why is it called Ben Brachel? Shabar l'kalas Yisrael, because he came to curse Jewish people. Uvirchon, instead he gave them bracha. V'lo avo Hashem l'kech l'shmo Bilam. It says, Hashem l'lis Bilam v'yafoch es ha'klo l'ivracha. He turned the klo to a bracha. Abuzi, why was he called Abuzi? Shoysa nevuasa b'zuya. Because Nebuah was degraded. Abai was a degrading experience for him. Like it says, Noifel, he would fall, Uglienayim, and his eyes would be uncovered, meaning that Nebuah by him is kind of a negative experience in that he had to fall and grovel, and only that way he would receive his revelation. So Chazal say, because he was an Orel, he couldn't get Nebuah in a proper way, he had to get Nebuah, so to speak, through the back door. So, Mishpachas Ram, he was from the family of Ram. What does that mean? Min Aram Yacheli Bolok. Like it says, our Bolok took it from Aram. So, interesting response Rabbi Akiva got here. Amlev Lezman Ezayah, Lezman Ezayah, Zuzu, said, no matter what you did wrong, in who, if Eliyahu was Bilam, so Kvar Kiso Lav Amokom. Already, Kodesh Baruch Hu covered up for him and didn't identify Eliyahu with Bilam. So what right did you have to go reveal a secret? Bin Leisu, and if it's not Bilam, Asilis Vakechim called this, Eliyahu is going to get pretty angry with you, Lossi Lava. He's going to say, you called me a Bala, a Bilam. Gee, thanks. Right? Ela, so therefore he says, Eliyahu was not a bad guy like Bilam, of course. Rather, Zay Yitzchak. He was Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu, I assume. Ben Brach El, he was the son of the Bruch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ben Shibir Chokel, Shremar says, Vayivachayu Hashem. I know I said, I assume. It's Yitzchak Avinu. Hashem blessed him. Abuzi, what does it mean, Abuzi? Shebizako Bati Avarizola, Mishua Shnegal Gavis Be'ach. He embarrassed all the house of Israel when he was placed atop the Mizbeach, meaning he demonstrated that we have a serious nefesh equivalent, if not greater, to that of the goyim who are to do human sacrifice. We could do it too if we had to. Mishpachas Ram from the family of Ram, Ben Avram from the family of Avram. Period. Moshe Kasav Chamisha Sivatar. Moshe wrote 5 books of Torah. The Chazav, the Chazav, Parshas Baruch Bilam, and he wrote the Parshas Baruch Bilam. The Chazav, Steve Shoyov, and he also wrote Sefer Yov, is also the Bavli. Ish Tam V'Yoshar, getting back to Yov, Ish Tam V'Yoshar, Yov was a whole person, a straight person, Be'elokim, fearful of God. The Sar Meiron, he stayed away from evil. Amitayari, Tachliva Kesari, said, Shoyov V'Atron, he would freely give of his money. That's what it means, Samir. I would stay away from bad traits and give money wherever necessary. Amalei Zair said, it sounds like somebody who's not a Vatra and doesn't freely give his money is not kosher. It sounds like, who's a Sur May Ra, according to you? Only person who gives up his money. So it sounds like a person who doesn't give money generously is not considered Samir. Ra, is that true? No, person can be a kosher even if they don't give so much money to stock, as long as they give, I guess, the necessary amount. Rather, what does it mean that he was Sar Meira? He would turn away when somebody spoke evil about him. Right? Somebody said a negative thing, to curse about him, so he would actually turn away from that and not respond in any way, shape, or form. And it says, Lahavdil about Yoshka, you know, turn the other cheek, right? He would turn away from it. Okay. Hadrok Shem Shemai. Hadrok Shem Shemai Boykin. Okay, back to Soita. Misha Kinei Lav and Istira. So a woman who underwent Kinei and then Stira. Afilu Shoma Mina Oif HaPoreach. Now I'm learning this Mishnah the way the Gemara is going to explain it, although it's not so simple. There was Kinei and Stira. And then he heard a rumor, even from a flying bird, which is not to be taken literally, but he heard a rumor, Yotzi V'Tinksuva. He can't give her to drink. So she underwent Kinei. She underwent Stira, and then he heard a rumor that she actually was Tame. She actually was Nivola. So he's got to divorce her and give a Ksuva Divrebi Lezer. No choice. He can't make a drink, but he can't deprive her of her Ksuva. Critical drunk. Critical distinction. Normally, she doesn't drink, she doesn't get her Ksuva. But in this case, since he heard that she was Tamea, but there's no definitive witnesses, so therefore he has to give her ksuva. And we show man, that's not enough. Mishi Yisu v'yitnu ba'am muzaris b'levana. The lunatics have to talk about her. The muzaris b'levana are women who weave by the light of the moon, and that's the time for gossip.
This is before the telephone, so people actually had to be physically present in order to gossip. So once they start talking, only once they start talking in such a venue do I say there's enough evidence to go on that he has to divorce her, give her a ksuva, and not allow her to drink.
There's two common terms that are in this Mishnah. A little birdie told me.
Right.
And lunatic.
Right, right, right. That's exactly the point, yeah. But it could be that everything comes from here. The Korban Eidah says that once you heard from an Oph Poreach, you're no longer allowed to give it to drink. Bnei Moshe says that you don't want to give it to drink. Bnei Moshe is a little bit difficult. I think I'm really carbonate is correct. That once you heard from the Oph Poreach, you're no longer allowed to give it to drink. And therefore, you have to divorce her and give her ksuva. But it's not clear to me. Maybe Bnei Moshe is correct. Maybe it's somebody here that when you hear it from the Oph Poreach, then you no longer want to give it to drink. At that point, you don't want to give it to drink, but you still have to give the ksuva as a result. Okay. Now, be that as it may, says the Gemara. Now, this Gemara, there's a lot of mepharshim, as you can see here, the Ribbaz. This is just the tip of the iceberg on this page. It goes on and on and on. But there's a lot of mepharshim on what the Gemara means. Actually, we're going to learn the Gilead Ephraim, who makes just one girsa change in the whole entire Gemara and makes it work out fine. Rabbi Yosher Abiyana said, Kohen Pirka, this whole paragraph is talking about Mishahisraba. He gave her a warning, meaning kinui. And also, V'amar lo atisah, well, which is, V'amar lo, he said to atisah, Mishmoni, do not seclude yourself with so-and-so. And Mishakine lo avanistira. Besides the kinui, he also had stira. So we have both kinui and stira. And afterwards, Adim came on the tumor. Okay, is that clear? So our parent is talking about, there was kinui, there was stira, and Adim came on the tumor. Okay? That's how Rabbi Yochanan learns the case. Now, this is very important, the point that the Gilead Ephraim makes. This is not like Beis Hillel. Because Beis Hillel holds, in our case, our mission is not going to Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel holds, in the Machlokas back with Beis Shammai, in the previous paragraph, the second paragraph, if she has kinui and stira, and then the husband drops dead, so she doesn't get a ksuva. Despite the fact that her husband died, she wasn't even divorced, she wasn't getting her ksuva. Why? Because once kinui and stira occur, in order to get your ksuva, you must undergo drinking of the sota waters. If you don't undergo that, you can't restore your ksuva. Because it was kinui and stira, the burden of proof, so to speak, is against the woman. However, in this Mishnah, obviously we're disagreeing, because they're saying here that after kinui and stira, and after them, some indication of tuma came, she still gets her ksuva afterwards. Okay, it's a critical point. This Mishnah is arguing our previous Mishnahs we had in the parent, previous day we had named Beis Hillel. Again, Beis Hillel holds, if kinui and stira occurred, then she can never get her ksuva again unless she undergoes the sota drinking. According to our Mishnah, if kinui and stira occurred and then some external impediment, and even one which indicates that she's more guilty because if tumah occurs, she still can't get her ksuva ever again. So far, so good? Okay. So it says, well, that's Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation. The truth is that we're talking about, according to Rishim ben Lakish, our Mishnah could be talking about even in a case where the Ofa Pareach, hearing the little birdie told me, is a case where the little birdie told me about the stira, not about the tumor. And even then, the little birdie told me about the stira. At that point, I cannot give her the sota waters to drink. Okay? Says Gemara.
What about the ksuva?
Well, she also gets a ksuva. She also gets a ksuva. What does it explain? Rabbi Zira said in front of Rabbi Yasa, Little Shimon Lakish Poly. It's not Rabbi Shimon Lakish argues. Whereas he holds that, of course, Rabbi Yochanan's din is true. That if there was kinui in front of Adim and stir in front of Adim, and then there was an Ofa Porech about the tumah, then she gets divorced and she doesn't drink, and she gets her ksuba. So it's not the argument. Elisavri, he takes a step further, though. Kain Tanya, he holds like the Brat Tana, which he had early in the Masechta, who says that 80 stira don't have to be 80 stira mamish. That even if you heard from an ofa poreach about the stira, that's enough to require to divorce her, but you still have to give her ksuva. Okay, you still have to give her ksuva. That's a key point. In other words, if you have 80 mamish on the stira, which the burden of proof shifts to her. In order for her to get her ksuva, she has to actually have drink the sota waters to quote unquote prove that she's tahira. But if there aren't any, it's just an ofa pareach, so then on the one hand you must divorce her, on the other hand you don't give a ksuva. Okay, yeah, I mean you do give a ksuva, sorry, she doesn't lose a ksuva. Okay, says the Gemara, Anatina Machlokis. There are those who learn our Mishnah as a machlokas, as we saw in our Mishnah. Indeed, it's machlokas Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Yeshua. Istani, however, the Istani, Tani Stam, there are those who learn as a Stam Mishnah. And the way they learned according to Gideon Ephraim is they actually took out Rabbi Lez and Shita, and they read it kind of like this. And they read it, Mishakine Love and Istira, looking back at the Mishnah. So they learned the way Kine and Stira, Mishayisu ba muzaras muzaras savana Mishayisu v'idnu ba muzaras savana. Once the lunatics talk about her, the OTV thinks he has to divorce her and give her ksuva. So actually, we're talking about those who learn at Stam just simply eliminated from the mission of the Shita of Rabbi Lezer. Okay, which says that it goes by Ofa Preach. Nope, the hell the Dafka has to be a kid time when the Muzars Bilvana were talking about her. And then we say that Yotzi Tank Suva.
So what's the difference between a birdie and a lunatic?
What?
According to this, there's no...
It's more a glam with over. Tomorrow we'll have it over. The Ritbazia brings out that Raman Paskins that after Kina and Stira, Muzaris Bilvana were only Muzaris Bilvana, like where the mission took in the Stam mission. Only Muzaris Bilvana work in order to bring about a scenario where she doesn't have to drink the water, but she still gets her ksuba. Okay? He says that one second. Right, okay, and the Rambam, according to Ritbaz, the Rambam got his halacha from the Yerushalmi here. In other words, the Rambam learns that the Edom came after King of Estira, the not Edom who came on the Estira itself. That's like Yerushalmi says, Muzaris Bilvana is subsequent to the King of Estira. Okay, Rabbi Zira, bottom line on Amrav, Rabbi Zira, King of Amrav, Rabbi Zira said in front of Rabbi Mona. Lo amad Rabbi Lezer am Rabbi Yeshua Polik. Actually, I'm not sure if that's the way to punctuate. Wave Tari's punch is Lo amad Rabbi Lezer Amar Rabbi Yeshua Polik. Rabbi Lezer is not arguing that which Rabbi Yeshua said. Rabbi Lezer said it's the bird. And Rabbi Yeshua said it's the lunatics. So they don't argue. Rather, and here the Gilin Ephraim makes one change. He takes out the word Ella. Begin the thing of Rabbi Yeshua Mer Achi Yisuv Yitnu Ba Muzaris Bilvana is a continuation then, according to the Gilin Ephraim. He says that since Rabbi Yeshua requires Eidim Mamish on the Stira, right? It's only on the Tumor you don't require Eidim Mamish. And you can't say that the end of our mission, you can't say that the end of our mission is going on Stira, like you possibly want to say in the Reisha. You want to say, Reish Lakish wanted to say, that in the Reisha we're talking about Rabbi Lezer, we're talking about even the Stira. But Rabbi Lezer holds that the Stira is even going, in order to have Edus on the Stira, you don't need Edus Mamish, you just need to have, even a little birdie told me that the Stira took place. As Rabbi Shlokish is put on the Mishnah, not like Rabbi Yochan, not the argument that pins on Rabbi Yochan, but Yochan holds that the aid we're talking about here is an aid of Tuma after Kinu and Stira. Rabbi Shlokish says, can we talk about the aid of Stira, and that an Eifa Pareach is enough of an aid of Stira, but at that point, you actually have to divorce her and give her a ksuba. Okay? So, in any event, so now the Gemara says, again, Lo mother Rabbi Lezer Amar Rabbi Yeshua Polik. Not but that which Rabbi Lezer said, Rabbi Yeshua does not argue. Begin the tina because we learned Rabbi Yeshua Mer Achiyisu ba mutzar Yisu v'itnu ba mutzar zuvara until the lunatic starts speaking about it. So he says that last statement of Yeshua is clearly going on the tumah. Wait a second, 1 second. Oh, for a very simple reason. Okay, which is not put down in a Gemara, of course, for a very simple reason, which the Gittin Ephraim brings down, which I've written aside in my Gemara, which is Rabbi Yeshua holds dafka for Rabbi Yeshua holds you need that for you need a de stira. Edim mamish. So the reisha. It's too bad there's no board in this room, but you have to pick this in your mind's eye. The reisha is talking about Rabbi Lezer. In Rabbi Lezer does not require edim and stira. So in that case, Rabbi Shlokish could say, according to Rabbi Lezer, you need edim and kinui, but at stira, if I pareach is enough, right? Because you don't need edim and stira. In Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua holds you need edim and stira. There, Reish Lakish cannot say Ishtikul Teiro. There, he's got to concede to Rabbi Yochanan. Because there, you have to have Edim on the Kinui, and Edim on the Stira. And if Muzaris Bilvan is enough, it's not enough for the Kinui and the Stira. It must be enough only for the Tuma, which comes after the Kinui and Stira. Okay? So that which Reish Lakish, again, Reish Lakish didn't argue Rabbi Yochanan. But what he meant, and Gemara's qualifying, all he meant to say is that in Rabbi Elezer, who holds you don't need aid in mamish for the stira, the aid and of ha-pareach, which comes along, is enough to make you, give you testimony on the stira. Okay? In Rabbi Shu, however, he can't say that, because Rabbi Shu is the one who holds aid in stira for mamish aid. So if you rely on something like Muzaris B'Levana, it's only for the concept of tumor afterwards. Okay? So far, so good? Yeah, tumah afterwards to prevent her from drinking and allow her to go out with a ksuba. Right? To undermine the chiyuv havashkar. The thing is like this, what's now going through my mind, which I'm not 100% clear on, is, no, I am 100% clear on, let me rephrase it, I'm 100% clear on, I just don't fully understand it, is that, according to Rabbi Lezer, right, in according to Reish Lakish's pshat, they were talking about the steer itself in Rabbi Lezer. According to Rabbi Yochanan, always talking about the tuma after steer. But I did mention this before. According to Rabbi Lezer, according to Reish Lakish, have edim on the kinui. On a steer, you have no edim, you just have an oif ha-poyach. But that is enough. It should be enough. It should be enough to get her to go drink. But our mission says, fakeut. It says that that's enough to get her off the hook that she doesn't have to drink. So that's something which I don't know if I emphasized enough before. That that it seems that according to Reish Lakish Shana Mishnah, that in Rabbi Lezer, the Oifa Pareach could be going on the steer, of course not Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua holds you need 80 mamish on the steer. But in Rabbi Lezer, the Oifa Pareach could be going on the steer. So it seems that if the Oifa Pareach is what tells us about the stira, she doesn't drink, but she doesn't die, but she doesn't lose her ksuva. Why is that? Because I guess in order to put her in the state where she loses her ksuva unless she drinks, there's got to be some semblance of valid edus. Some semblance doesn't mean edus mamish, but it means not oif ha-parech. Because that's just rumor and innuendo. So therefore, must be that that's in Reish Lakish's pshat and Rabbi Lezer that when I say stira doesn't require valid aid, it only requires one aid. Maybe women are enough. But and then if we reach that stage where we had stira in front of one aid or in front of women, so then she loses her ksuva unless she goes to drink. But if we only know the stira because of oif ha-porech, which means real ruin innuendo, so then she can't drink and she doesn't lose her ksuva and he just divorces her with a ksuva. Because it's a catch-22. To drink, she can't drink because there's not a proper edus on the stira. even on the level which is the minimal level of 1-8. But to not to lose a ksuva, she can't lose a ksuva because we don't have truedus on the stira, right? Because it's only rumor and innuendo. So it's an interesting situation because she doesn't. She's not guilty enough to drink, nor not guilty enough, and nor is she guilty enough to lose her ksuva in that case. According to Rabbi Yishlak, she's pshat in Rabbi Lezer. Okay.
Yeah, and Rabbi Yeshua, she is guilty enough to drink. Because we do have.
Because we have to wait him. Yeah. Right, because there Yishlak couldn't say shtickle to her. That's exactly what I'm saying. That's here. Let's see inside here. Lo amar Rabbi Lezer, lo amar the Rabbi Lezer amar Rabbi Yeshua Poli. According to Yishlak, not in that which Rabbi Lezer is saying is Rabbi Yeshua arguing. Right, because Rabbi Lezer is talking about according to Rabbi Shlokish, even on the stira to have oifa poreach, and Rabbi Shua holds by the stira, you need to have to wait him, right? And therefore, begin there. Rabbi Shua may achieve some eating bar muzaris bilvana. So, in that case, when are muzaris bilvana enough? Not for the stira, obviously, but only for a potential tumah afterwards. When this potential tumah, of course, in this case, is to her benefit in that yetziv itingsua. Okay. May I make that clear? Rabbi Abba Mori Boy Tamon. Actually, let's stop which way correctly. Rabbi Abba Mori Boy. Yes, question. Tamon Rabbi Chizkiah over there. Chizkiah said, Rabbi Abba Moshe Rabbi said, Komakom Shoshana Rebbe Machlekas Chosev Shoshana Stam. Every time Rebbe brought down a Machlekas, later brought down a Stam Mishnah. Alochak is Stam. And here Alochas like Stam. The Koam Arachay. And here, does he say, what does he say? Now, actually, there's so many different interpretations as to what the machlekes and stam is here. It can drive you crazy. But it seems that it did not drive me crazy, or maybe it did. But here I am tonight living to tell the tale. So in any event, the way I learn it's like Gilin Ephraim. Basically, my mahalach in Yushami has become wherever there's a Gilin Ephraim, I keep take the Gilin Ephraim and use it. Gilin Ephraim is not on the bottom of the pages, on the back in the back of the Gemaras, but he's a relatively late Achram. He's from the 1920s, and he seems to have had a good grasp of Yerushalmi. So in any event, so he says the machlokes bisul mishamai, and a machlokes where a woman was kinu in stira, and her husband dropped dead, where she gets ksuva. And Beishama says, yes, because she doesn't have to drink, she gets ksuva. He still says, no, so she drinks, she doesn't get a ksuva. Hi, she can't drink. Ain't no chanami, she loses a ksuva. Our Mishnah is the Stam Mishnah. Either if you learn that it's Takistam Mishnah, you take out Rabbi Lezer's statement, like the Gemara proposed on Chav Vav Amunah, or even if you have both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, they both agree on this point. That if it's a case where you can't give her to drink, then Yoytiv Yitin Ksuva. So it's a Stam Mishnah. In other words, there's no Machlokas Mishnah that both are under the assumption that if it's a case where, like Rabbi Yochanan, you have Kinui, Stira, and then Eidei Tuma, or like Rabbi Shlokish in Rabbi Lezer, even Kinui and Stira, Ba'ifa Poreach. No, I said that wrong. Like Rabbi Yochanan, if it's a case Kinui and Stira, and then either Oifa Poreach or Nashim Muzaros Bilavana saying that there was Tuma. Or according to Rabbi Shlokish or Rabbi Lezer, even if you just have kinui and then oifa poreach and stira, in both those cases, she doesn't drink, she cannot drink, but she doesn't lose a ksuva nonetheless. Okay? So lemaisa, we in fact paskin with this. We don't paskin with this. So the Rambam paskins, if a woman was in this situation, you know, she had kinui, she had stira, and then Adam came, even in Muzaz Bivana, oifa poreach, and said that she had tumah, so yoytzi, he thinks of her. She's got to pay the ksuva. Okay, so the bottom line, like our Mishnah, over Beis Hill. Says the Gemara, now a side point, a grammatical point. Anatina mutzoros. Those who learned Mishnah should say mutzoros. Vistani tani mutzoros, those who learned mutzoros. Madamar muzum mutzoros. Metzeramar, they're carding wool. You know what carding means? Cleaning the wall. Yeah, cleaning the wall. Okay? Don't you know your American history?
No.
No? Okay. Okay. Man amar muzaros. He said muzaros, shazun kitan, the muzaros means to knit, and they're knitting linen. Manakel, Here's more. What did I tell you about? In behain the shama v'lo yodam in man shama. What are nashim muzaros? If we hear something, we don't know from whom we hear it. That's the definition koyf aporeachu. If the nashim muzaros is saying, we heard, did you hear Shprinza, what Gitlo said yesterday? So that would be actually better. That wouldn't be koyf aporeach. Aporeach would be that Shprinza said something without knowing where she heard it from. She said, rumors are flying. So that's aporeach. So what's the machlekes then between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar? So it says, Mara, v'im behen the shama, im behen the shama, vice versa. If Shprinza heard, for yodim man shama, she knows she heard from Gita, then ke'ed mi p'yedu, that's better. That's not noshim muzar tzuvana, that's an ed mi p'yedu. I heard from somebody who has first-hand knowledge. El kenek yom. We this story about it like this. The way the noshim muzar tzuvana say, Plenty, I heard from Shprinza, and Shprinza heard from Gita, or plenty, Gita heard from Bela, and Mila delays me Talmayas, but there has no foundation, meaning you can't get back to the source of the rumor. That's Nashim Muzaris Bilvana. So Eifa Pareach, the definition of the metaphor of Eifa Pareach means there's no way of attributing it back to anybody. The definition of the metaphor of the Nashim Muzaris, you can attribute it back, but you'll never get to the source. Okay? Now, let's continue further in this vein. Amar Eid Echad says, and here is your Shnit Meis. One Eid saw, I saw that she was Tomei. Lo Eid saw, she wouldn't drink. V'lo, now it is, and Afilu Eved, Afilu Shivcha. Even Eved, Shivcha prevents her from drinking in this case. Harelu Nemoni, but here's the key. In these situations, where it's an Eved or a Shivcha, they're believed after place on Miksubasa. This is a higher madrega. If it's an Eid Echad, not Noshim Muzaris Bilvana, not Afel Parech, but he says, I saw her being dummy. And not necessarily with that Kinyan Steer, it could be a different time, as long as it's the same guy. I saw her being dummy, then she loses a Ksuba. So the whole first mission is talking about a case where they didn't see her, they're just rumor and innuendo and schmoozing about her. Gossip. But here it's talking about where the guy actually saw. In this case, she loses a ksuva mamish. Okay? Says, Mar chamoisa bas chamoisa, except for five women. Chamoisa, her mother-in-law. Bas chamoisa, her sister-in-law. Taros, her co-wife. Vivimtar, her co-yevama. Ubas ba'la, and her husband's daughter, her stepdaughter. Harelu ne'monis, in that case, they're believed. They're believed what, though? To prevent it from drinking, but lo l'posa miksuvasa amru. They didn't say they believed to make it was miksuva, elishalotish, only that she shouldn't drink. You know why? Because these women hate her guts. They're out against to get her. So it's enough that she doesn't drink, but not enough to cause her to lose her ksuva. Even if they say, we saw that she was mizana, it's not enough to allow her to lose her ksuva. Okay? Says above, it ain't bo. This is the derivation. I don't know, it doesn't say Minyani Mili, but you know, the Yushami don't use that larger. Usually it says Mike Kadun, but doesn't say that here either. Vein Ein Bo. It says, when does she drink? If there's no aid against her. But if there is an aid against her, then she doesn't drink. Ain't the yellow aid. How we know that it's about where there's no aid against her? Minayin Afilu Ever Afilu Shivcha. Even if it's Ever Shivcha against her, then she doesn't drink. Tamalomer if eight ain't ba, it's like ayin ba, you know, like we have by Yavama. Check out any possible descendant she has. Here too is the same thing. Check out whatever possible knowledge anybody has. Mikomakom, no matter what kind of knowledge there is. So if there's an eight mikomakom against her, even an evan or shivcha, she doesn't drink. She loses her ksuva and she goes out. Okay. Rabbi Shmuel, but what about Kohen Shmuel? The Rabbi Shmuel, Meir Shmuel said a generic principle. Come, Mokim Shinema Bater. Eight time it says her eight stam. It says eight without attribution. Harel be klaus ne eightim. It's considered to be two eight. Achiv Arishal Kosu Shweid Echon. So the Pasuk says it's one eight. So if that's the case here too, Veid ain't both should mean there are no two eightim against her. But if there is only one eight against her, then maybe she does drink. And she does lose the ksuva, of course. So it says the Gemara, Ashkechtani, Rabbi Shimon Mishnah Eidim, Taken, Enochnami. According to Rabbi Shimon, if there aren't two eight tuma against her, she still drinks. right? And if in such a case she doesn't drink for some reason, she gets her ksuba, okay? Because the only when the two ate him doesn't prevent her from drinking, okay? Asher Shmomeshneid says umare mas nisa armish nishino. Now I'm going to learn this like the Shai Teres Yisrael because it makes the most sense according to Halacha. It says say Mishnah Rabbi Kila Tarfon to the reverse. Our Mishnah is Mishmas Nisim Mishahoda Rabbi Tarfon Rabbi Akiva, because all the shots Rabbi Tarfon agrees to Rabbi Akiva. Tarfon says Akiva called Persian called Kapersh Minachaim. He always gives Shvachim to Rabbi Akiva. So I think here our Mishnah is talking about after Rabbi Tarfon can see Rabbi Akiva. What's the case? The time Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Tarfon says, "Hey, echonema the tamoiso when it is believed to say she's tummy, vein echonema lefsi the ksuvasa, but not to cause her to lose her ksuva," which is not our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says the echo is believed to cause her ksuva. Rabbi Akiva, man, not true. Like our Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva says, "Kishem shei echonema the tamoiso," just like one witness is believed to make her tummy. So to one witness is a belief to make a loser ksuva. Amal Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon said, "Echom etzir wait echom b'momen klum." This is dinim ominous. You want to make a loser ksuva? Where does one aid work by dinim ominous? There's no such thing, right? So how does this work? Amal Rabbi Akiva, Akiva said, "Nu v'echom etzir wait echom b'eshes ish klum." Yeah, how come she's also to her husband? Where do we find the Eidecha works by Ishish either? How many eight witnesses do you need to ask a woman to her husband? Two, right? So, Ella, rather, the Teirah here, and this is the key, the Teirah gave special Nemonus to an Eidecha. Right? The eight ain't ba. But if there's even one eight against her, so she's considered to be Tamea. That's what we say here. So Turkey is special nemos. Shem she'edecho nemo tamoitza. Kach edecho nemo avsido ksuvosa. Because if one aid is believed to say she's tmea, so to one aid is believed to lose her ksuva. Cause to lose her ksuva only uniquely here in the dini moment which pertains to soita. Now, of course, the cop-out in all this is ksuva's derabar. So they can say whatever they want. That's basically what they did here, right? They said that, yeah, okay, if we believe in aid, one aid to render her tame, so I believe that one aid also to cause a loser ksuva. Okay? Says more, and again I'm going to change the Shara Teres to Yisrael. Chazer Rabbi Tarfon Leoshona Krabi Akiva. Rabbi Tarfon learned like continue to learn like Krabi Akiva, which is that in fact, with these aid him, other than the ones who hate her guts, she loses her ksuva. Okay? Rabbi Machia Boy. Now all the Mepharshim go crazy. Why the Rama does not bring down his following case?
So you're saying that one, we're leaving that one aid was sufficient.
Yes. One aid sufficient to get her to consider be tame, not to drink, not to lose her ksuba, except one of those five ones. But one aid mamish, not noshi muzaris bilvana or ofa parech. In that case, she doesn't drink, but she still retains her ksuba. Okay? Rabu Merchia Boi, Rabu Merchia asked the question, Chabaisa Shramani Reisi Shnidme, this is a gewaldige kasha. The mother-in-law came and said, "I saw her beat on me," right? So of course she retains her ksuva, right? She doesn't really change the ksuva. But then a real witness came and said, it can be a woman, of course, as long as it's not one of these five women. Vame says, "Ani reisu shenit meis." I saw she became tamea. So does she? So it says, "Matab me marav, chabzan rav, ma bohoi." What is it going to testify? Imash koi saw. If to prevent her from drinking, Franir Shaloshto, she already was prevented from drinking from by the Chamoisa. El Loba Lapsina Miksuvasa. He's coming, obviously only coming to be Mafsid or Ksuva. But Shay Mafsid Moment of Yerecha. But then we just learned that you're not Mafsid Moment based on one witness. So is he effective or not? Now let's step back. The Ribas is a whole Arichos here, as you can see in fine print. And he comes up with tremendous chidushim, which I don't fully understand. But I want to put it in simple terms. What's the Gemara is clear? The Gemara is clear is like this. Gemara said, this is not an unfortunate but this is my explanation. Gemara says, the Gemara is saying, look, we have a principle that by soita, eight echod is like two. is a unique case, right? Eight ein bo means even if there's one eight against her, it's like 2 inches considered to be tomato. That's what Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Tarfa. Special Xeris HaKosmir, one eight is considered like two. So the Mar's clear is that all the eight will come, or just the first eight who comes? When the Torah granted special Nehmanus like two, one, is that only for the first one to come, or any aid who comes on the scene? And that's not coming here. If you owe it only to the first aid who comes, so the mother-in-law would have had that Nehmanus. And had she not been the mother-in-law, she would have caused the Hefsek Ksuva. But now she's the mother-in-law, she doesn't cause the Hefsek Ksuva. So therefore, a second aid who comes, even if he's a legitimate male aid or a woman who doesn't hate this woman's guts, she, the second aid array doesn't have Nehmanus like two. And therefore, she can't lose her ksuva. Because he's only like a kedechor. But if you're going to say that, no, the fact that the Torah gave Nehmanus to the first aid by Soita tells us that the Torah gives Nehmanus credibility to an eight echad as if he's nine by Soita, so maybe that tells us even the second aid who comes, even though he's not essential in this respect to prevent her from drinking, he too has Nehmanus Kishnayim, and therefore she will lose her ksuva. Okay, do you see the Gemara's clear question is?
Except the die has been cast by the first aid, who happens to be the mother-in-law. So
right.
Once that die has been cast, the mindset of the based in or the...
Well, the second aid is not going against the first aid. He's confirming the first aid.
No, but it's also changing the mindset as far as the ksuv is concerned.
Right, so which
No, I'm supporting what you're saying.
Okay, right.
But the mindset is since they're giving her a ksuv because the mother-in-law came first,
yeah.
Then they don't change their mind anymore.
Right.
Even though a legitimate aid comes.
Right. Because it's like once based in Paskins, they can't actually go back and change the plan. That could be another perspective on the same idea. Okay.
The second aid, though, the issue is whether the second aid has a Nehmanus like two rating.
Right.
Not combined with the mother-in-law.
Oh, that's what Baz wants to say. But Baz, in this long Arichas, he wants to say...
But you can't combine?
Yeah, but he wants to bring Rias, I don't know, I was too lazy to go in small print, right? But So he wants to bring Rias that you could... Sometimes you can't combine a woman and a man, even though it's a woman who's also mother-in-law here, very schwer with Baz.
You can't combine two men if they come separate.
Yeah, okay, I'm just telling you what the Baz wants to do.
No, I mean,
right, but he wants to over... He goes through all those things and shows how... But he thinks it's not relevant here. But you see, it took him a long, long time to do it. Because this is just the tip of the iceberg you see in the front of it out. On the face, it goes on and on and on. So I think my mouth is much simpler.
He talks
to
Saturn
about that. Yeah, that's right. Sure. Well, more power to the advice. Okay. So now one tries to resolve it. The thing is, the resolution itself is ambiguous. Rabbi Yossi Boy. Rabbi Yossi asks like this. Shama mina ifa pareach, where you heard from a flying bird, I saw our B'tami. Okay, so rumor and innuendo. Back to the first Mishnah. Right? Omar, we say, at Omar, you said, she wouldn't drink. Now somebody else comes. This is really the same question, just a different perspective. Rabbi Yossi's question, same question, Boom Barchi. Instead of using a mother-in-law, he uses Oif HaPorech. Because Oif HaPorech doesn't cause a loss of ksuva. Same idea, right? So Oif HaPorech, it's not yet the resolution, I may say. It's his resolution. It's still no variation on the question. Uvoach, and the second guy comes to him and he says, Ani Reisir Shnit Mesa, so she became Tomei. Ma Boloi. Well, the second guy comes to be testified. Im Lashko, if he's coming to make a drink, fire in Yerushal. So she already, obviously, is not suitable to drink. Only is coming to cause the loss of ksuva. What do we say here? Shem Avsi, Momen Apiyed Echad? Or do we say, no, even the second aid has Nehmanus Kishnayim? Now, the Gemara tries to bring a proof. Mima de Rabbi Yossi Omar. Not Rabbi Yossi. What's his name there? Maybe it's Rabbi Yossi. I think it's Rabbi Yeshua, though. Mima de Yeshua Omar. Rabbi Shulz brings down a case. I'm not sure who it is, but it's elsewhere in Shas. Pliny Achal Chelav. It's a case. Rabbi Shulz, I guess, is the Tana. It might even be Rabbi Yochanan. I really don't know who it is. wherever it is, he says, "My the Diri Omar plenty achal chelav, so and so ate chelav, v'itreisi bo." I gave him warning. Okay, ain aloke. Of course, let's get Malkus there, right? Because it's only 1 8, right? However, amal echad chelavu. What if one witness came and said it's chelav, and ate echonem bisurin, right? And then two witnesses, v'ichu boshnayim, and then two witnesses gave him Malkus, gave him hasra, like it. Then he gets Malkus, right? Then he taka gets Malkus. Because eight echonem bisurin to be machzik this, sir. The two witnesses can testify against Malkus. So it says more v'ikar eduso ilav be'kedechodu, right? The ikar edus, it wasn't ikar edus. With 1 8? 1 8 made the Icaratus, yeah, and now the question is big machlokas between Pei Moshe and the second Pshat and Korban Eder. First Pshat and the Korban Eder is like Pei Moshe. Second Pshat and the Korban Eder is independent. I think second Pshat and Korban Eder is correct. So now, what am I trying to prove here? According to Pei Moshe's, Pshat, what am I trying to prove out there? The Icaratus is our P'eid Echad. Yet nevertheless, it sets the stage, right? So here too, the second witness who comes should be believed, right?
But the first person is not really given edus. This is chelav. He's just saying, by the way,
I think Cormier's second pshat is great. Cormier says in the second pshat, which is the first white line, Cormier says here, there, even though an eid echad is believed for the yisurin, he's not believed for the malchus. And now that, and it's just like he's not believed for the Malkus over there, so too the Eid Echad is not believed for Momenus over here. Hi, the first witness would be. Yeah, but that's because of the special dispensations given by Soita to only the first witness. So Taka, the proof is, according to the Seven Shah Gourmet, which I think is the correct shot, that you can't, just like over there, the Eid Echad can be Machzik Nisra, but can't give Malkus. So too the Eid Echad here can cause her not to drink, but if it's not the first eight to come, he can't cause it to lose the Ksuba. That's what I think it's saying. Okay? So, similarly, Mimad Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ploini Nazir. Rabbi Yehuda says, if so-and-so says, if so-and-so is a Nazir, Eidach comes and says, so-and-so is a Nazir, Benitma, and became Tommy, he traced him, and I gave him Hasra before it, and he'll like it. That's Gem Malkus. Arnold Echad, if 1 8 said, I have Nazir Atza, should know you're a Nazir. And this guy said, okay, if you say I'm a Nazir, I'm a Nazir. And he conducted some Zeros. And then, Shasa Yai Benitim Lamesim, he drank wine and became Tommy Lamesim, Hisu Boshnaim, and two people testified against him, like against Malkus. The Icaratus of Lobe Echad, who there too, the Icaratus is 1 8, but that 1 8 doesn't suffice. You need 2 8 for Malkus. Okay? Similarly, yet another case. Mimad Rabbi Mona Amar. Rabbi Mona said, Ploinus should be Kohenis, not Kadnas. So-and-so is a Kohenis. Vizines. Okay, 1 8 comes and says, so-and-so is a Kohenis, and she was Mizanet. Ubala Bala, and her husband then had relations with her. Ubala Kohen. Now, obviously, she was Mizanet before she got married. She became a Chalola before she got married. And then she got married to her husband, and her husband is a Kohen, had relations with her. Vitresi Boena Leika. This is 1 8, right? Not believed. Nistur abifne shnayim, but if she was closeted in front of two, right? She was closeted in front of two edim, right? 1 8 came and said that she was a zoyna before the episode occurred, and then after he went and closeted herself, her husband, the kohen with her, abifne shnayim, amar echad ani risu shenit meis uba baale a kohen. I'm sorry, Nisra Bifnei Shnayim is not germane here. I maybe we can even take it out. So the main thing is the next part of it. Amrach Hanimisu Shit Meis Ubaba Alea Kohen Hisu Bo Shnayim Loike. Okay, the bottom line is same idea as before. And Eid Echo is believed to say that this is a Kohenish Shizinso. But he's not believed to give her Malkus. We need two people to come later on and say that they saw the husband Mizan to have relations to her in order to give the husband Malkus. So gears here is choppy. I really should have paid more attention to it. But the idea is the same as before. If you just take out the words Nisar Bifnei Shnayim, it runs much more freely. It's not enough. he threw both shnayim. Only if two gave asura, then like ikreidus lo beit echadu. So the ikreidus is 1/8. It's not sufficient. You have to have 2/8 vis-a-vis the halacha malchus. So as I said, I really very briefly, all the mefarshim asked, how come the Rambam didn't bring this down? This whole discussion here about the second eight, right? Is the Rambam bringing it down? And the Reb Baz wants to be miyashim his way, very long. And the Achiezer wants to say, Chaim Eisen wants to say, it's Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi, in the Gedarim, in the parameters of the Nehemonis of the Edim here, which I found a little bit difficult to stomach. So I don't really have a good answer. I thought I did. Afterwards, I thought, not so good. But anyway, I'll tell you anyway, which was in the Franco Rambam, brings down that the old Girsa in the Rambam was that the five women who testify against her, the five women who hate her, they testify against her, they're believed to be asur her and her husband, and that she shouldn't drink. The old Girsa was avalolaf sida miksulasa, but not to cause her to lose her ksuba. That was the Girsa in the printed books. The Frankel brings down a Girsa from the Kisvayat, Avalola Pasla Miksuvasa, which is actually what it says over here, not to passel her from her ksuba. That's actually what it says in the Mishnah here. So I was thinking, what's the difference between the Girsos of Lola Ksuvasa or Lola Pasla Miksuvasa? So maybe what the Rambam is trying to say is that that which the Torah believed eight echad kishnayim by soita means the first eight who came on her tumah, right? The first eight. So, like I said before, so if the first eight is one of the psulos, right, then it's not just that they're not believed to cause her to lose her ksuva, but they're not believed to passel her from her ksuva, meaning that she loses the capacity ever to lose her ksuva. In other words, we're to say that they're not believed lafsida ksuvasa, so maybe the next guy to come along would be believed lafsida ksuvasa. Right? If the mother is not believed, maybe the second aid. Well, the Rambam is using the Lashon, though, that they're not believed lepaslam ksuvasa means that she can never become pasul from her ksuva. Once the first witness didn't do the job, so then she can't lose her rights to ksuva afterwards. So I don't know if what I'm saying is true. Could just be a bunch of baloney. Probably just a bunch of baloney. But that's what I want to say. The difference between lafsida ksuva. So if it says they don't believe lafsida ksuva, it means sounds like they can make her lose her ksuva, but the next guys can't. The next one witness would count, like Rabun Bar Chia proposes. But if it says that they're not believed lepaslam miksuvasa, it sounds like you get one chance to passel her from her ksuva. You get one shot. And if you don't make it on that shot to passel her from her ksuva, nobody else can passel her from her ksuva later on. So see what I'm trying to draw a distinction? Okay. That's the best I could hope for. Okay, says Mr. Ferner. Shayabitin. It was logically dictated. Uma im edus harishayin sheino seres iser olam, the first testimony, meaning about the stira, doesn't ask her forever. Ain't a miskev because it only answers there until she drinks. And a miskev is kun Rabbi Yeshua. It does, the Gemara is going to make this clear. And a miskev is pachs v'shnayim, you have to have two witnesses. Edus achroina, the edus that she was tmeo. She osarta Israel, which makes her osar forever. She's got to get divorced, whether she gets a ksuva or not. She's got to get divorced. And odishlo tischayim b'poz mishlayim should certainly not require two witnesses. Talmulor matzah poz says the aid ain't ba achidish kol sheyesh ba. Once you have kinetzia, any aid who comes along, even a woman, asks her, and she has to get divorced, and she goes out, right? Kavachoymer later three shenim after. So let's work it backwards. So let's go back to the first Eidus and say Kavachomer. Umay made us achroina the last testimony, meaning on her tumah. She was sati, so which makes us forever. Harei miskemes made echod, one witness, and even a woman is enough. Eidus harishoina, the original testimony on stira. She no sati, so which does make her osa forever. She can still drink the soita waters, right? Eidus she this guy made echod is not Kavachomer, the one witness should be enough. Amulama, that it says, Kimotza by Ervastofer. No. There, Takum woman is not enough. Why? Because it says about Eidus Stira that it's Motza by Ervastofer. Ulan Omer, it says elsewhere in Torah, Al Pishnaim Eidim, Al Pishlosh Eidim, Yakum Dover. Based on 2-3, and this is Yakum Dover. Dover, Xerushava. My Dover, Amur, La Lon, Al Pishnaim Eidim. Just like over there, it's Quran, two witnesses. Av Dover, Amur, Khan. Al Pishnaim Eidim. It's got to be the two witnesses. So it's Xerus Akasim. Eidus Stira has to have two witnesses. Eidus Tuma, after Stira, even one witness suffices. Even though the Eidus Stira is only temporary till she drinks. And Eidus Tuma is permanent. She got to get divorced. Nevertheless, that's Xerus Akasim. Eidus HaRishonah, the Gemara says, in case you didn't understand what you're talking about in the Mishnah, Eidus HaRishonah Zustira. That's referring to Eidus and Stira. That requires two. Eidus HaRishonah Zutuma. That requires even one, only one Eid. And Masnisa, our Mishnah is Rabbi Yeshua. That Rabbi Yeshua, man, Mekane Masalu HaPishnayim, that you have to have the Mekinoi with two witnesses, Umashkul HaPishnayim. And the Chashko and the Sira also based on two witnesses. And that's what he said in the last Mishnah, that Muzoros Bilvona Koran Rabbi Yeshua only works for Tuma. It doesn't work for the Sira, right? Rabbi says, Fafiluka Hein Tana Asya. He came in going like this Tana. Who's this Tana? The Tana of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Mishum, Rabbi Lezer, Mekani La Piyed Echor, Rabbi Yatzmo. You can even say the Kinu is Al Piyed Echor. Or based on his own say so. Umashka Pishnaim, but that Tana holds, Rabbi Yossi holds, that the Ashkoa, the Stira, has to be based on two. So the bottom line is, Armish is going Tanoim, who hold that the Stira has to be with two. There are Tanoim, Rabbi Lezer, not Rabbi Yossi, but you don't name Rabbi Lezer, but Rabbi Lezer himself, who holds that it's only one on the Stira. Armish obviously not going like him. Okay, we'll stop here for this evening. Normally a Thursday night.